3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Alan Bell in studio from Sportsline. Here's one for you. February 25th, 1984, Jump by Van Halen reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100. Are you a Van Halen or a Van Hagar guy? This is about to tell me if we're still friends.
Yeah, I'm a Van Hagar guy.
Okay, we're not friends.
I just took a guess there to see what, I took a guess to see which one you wouldn't like. 1984, let me just go ahead and say, February 25th, 1984, I wasn't born yet, so.
What?
Yeah. October 23rd, 1984. So, yeah, I wasn't even alive for that one.
Dawn wasn't either. She's celebrating her 26th birthday today.
That's right.
Yeah, happy birthday,
right.
Dawn.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Oh, my gosh, I hate you so much.
JT keeps hinting at a certain age, but we will not acknowledge any of that stuff as Alan Bell joins us. So, you've had a chance to listen to and digest the comments of John Robinson, Mike Vrabel. What do you think about the specific stuff with John Robinson in regards to a free agent quarterback and a free agent running back? Both questions were asked the same way. You know, hey, what about this guy? What about that guy? He gave very different answers.
Yeah, he did. So, first off, you know, understand that going into this, you're going to get these boilerplate answers from everybody, right? We all know it, right? You're going to get that. So, when you dissect the first answer to Tannehill, which was pretty much just general nothingness, and then the second one about Derrick Henry, which was kind of general nothingness, but it did have some substance. So what I took away from it is this, is it goes to show how important Derrick Henry is, and they all know it, right? Like, they might not have the exact answer of what to do in terms of a contract price, right, but John Robinson knows Derrick Henry has got to be a part of this team moving forward some way, somehow. And not that Ryan Tannehill doesn't. Like, that's what I'm saying, is it's not a negative against Tannehill. I think that they just have better leverage at the quarterback position, whether it would be a Tannehill or some other free agent option. There's no other option with Derrick Henry. It's either you sign him or you're starting all over at the position. So that's what I took from it.
But everybody says, Alan, don't pay a running back. You're crazy. What's wrong with you, Alan Bell, to say such crazy stuff? You don't pay running backs. That it's been proven over and over, right? So what are we doing here?
Well, you know, they also used to say you don't draft mobile quarterbacks. And they used to say you don't do this and you don't do that. And, you know, the league changes. Now, I'm not saying that this is the time that it changed. I thought you asked the absolute perfect question.
Oh, well, thanks. I'm going to
see you. Is Derrick Henry the one that goes against the norm? Because that norm is correct of not paying running backs high price. If you just look in recent history, it hasn't worked legitimately almost not once.
There's a bunch of examples right now that are really big examples.
Exactly.
You're talking about Le'Veon Bell and David Johnson and
Ezekiel
Deontay Freeman. And I mean, you can kind of go up and down the line of, gosh, that didn't work. Yeah. That's not working so well. Gosh, his production's dropped.
Yeah. But in life, with anything, there are those instances where it does work. You know, it's not going to be 100%. And do the Titans have the one where it does work? Because they have money, you know, invested in the offensive line already, which if you look at Todd Gurley and the Rams, their biggest problem was the offensive line. And you look at
those guys came here and shored up this one.
Exactly. And you look at Ezekiel Elliott with the Cowboys. What was their biggest problem last year? The offensive line.
Took a minute.
You look at the Cardinals. What was their problem? Offensive line. Offense. Like, there is, there's another side of this, and we've said it before. You know, if you're buying that Mercedes-Benz that you've always wanted, but you can't afford the insurance, it doesn't work.
The premium gas.
Exactly. But if you
it's
can,
like you buy the mansion, but you can't afford the electric.
Exactly. Yeah. It does you no good. But if you can afford both, why wouldn't it work? It's not like, you know, a magic fairy comes down and says, oh, well, you paid Derrick Henry now, so it's not going to work. But no, it doesn't work that way. There's usually a tangible reason why it doesn't. So they have the, you know, pieces in place to make this work.
It didn't work offensively in the beginning before Ryan Tannehill took over and Derrick Henry was there.
Yeah, it's true. It's very true. And I think, you know, something that we talked about all year, you know, where the Titans ran into with Mariota at quarterback, where defenses knew he just reached a point where he just could not complete a pass. Mm-hmm. So defenses could just load up, because even if they gave Marcus free rein at wide receivers, he wasn't going to hit him. It didn't matter. But then once you evened out and Tannehill kind of bought insurance for Derrick Henry, the guy ran wild. But there is something to him in the second half of the season as well. And I think Robinson kind of hinted on that again, and we've seen it 2 years in a row now, when December hits, Derrick Henry turns into a different guy.
Yeah.
You know, and not that, you know, the first 3 months of the year are negative. He's just become Superman once it becomes December, January, and hopefully for Titans fans, one day February, right?
One of the things, the argument is always, well, you're just going to run the wheels off any running back. You're just going to run the wheels off of them, and you just can't keep riding them. Well, his production's gone up every year, and especially in his first couple of years. I mean, DeMarco Murray was the man, and at one point, David Flewellen was getting carries, Deion Lewis. So he's had 1 year where he was the absolute dude carries-wise, but really even last year, I mean, it was, what, 200?
Yeah.
So the idea that, gosh, if you sign him to this deal, I mean, these next 3 years, that's just all over. Look, it may be, it may not be, but he has not been a battering ram of a back now for his entirety of his 4 years in the NFL, nor has he gotten a high volume of carries in his entire 4 years in the NFL. Yeah. If you're trying to sell the public on this or you're trying to look at some things, one of the things is, I mean, he also hasn't caught a lot of passes. So there's a high volume of carries this year, even into the playoffs, obviously. But early in his career, he didn't get it a whole lot.
No, you know, again, you know, kind of back to the car analogy, you've got a 2016 really nice, you know, Ford, Chevy, Dodge truck, whatever, you know, brand you prefer. But it doesn't have a ton of miles on it, right? Like, it's kind of sat in the garage. You use it a little bit, but, you know, it hasn't been your primary vehicle. Now, last year, you took it on a couple big road trips, right? And everybody had a good time. But still, you know, comparatively, there's not a ton of miles that are on this vehicle. And back to your, you know, comment again, is Derrick Henry kind of the one? We heard this when he was at Alabama with Nick Saban. Saban would give him the ball 40 times. And Derrick Henry's answer every time would be, ball ain't heavy. It doesn't seem to bother him. So is he just that different of a back to where, give him the ball. Like, you feed this guy, and he just gets bigger and stronger as the game goes along.
I was in the tunnel after the Baltimore game. Yeah. I went down there. I walked with all the TV guys because they want to get those reaction shots.
Yeah.
So I walked down there with all those guys, and I was there when he came off the field. And his entire uniform was grass stained about how many times he'd just been tackled and driven, you know, into the turf, because you're going to take some punishment over the course. Now, he also ran away from a bunch of people in that game, too, and stiff-armed them. Yeah. But he did get tackled. So this is a guy who had played a full game and had a bunch of carries. I don't have the number in front of me, but we know he went for over 180 yards again because he did it 3 weeks in a row. He came jogging into the tunnel like it was the start of the game.
Yeah.
Came down, slapped hands with Mike Vrabel. They gave each other a hug. I mean, I saw this, and I called back into the postgame show. Mark and Kevin and Dice were back here in Nashville, and they said, you know, how did he look after the game? I said, this is going to sound crazy, but he looked like he could have played another game.
I bet. I mean, the guy is just, he's just an athletic, you know, superhuman being amongst other athletic superhuman beings, you know. And I think another part of what we were talking about in terms of, like, offensive line, and credit the Titans, they tried it with Deion Lewis. It didn't work, but they tried it. I think this also goes to show how incredibly important it is to have a backup running back that can fill that void, you know, and whether it's a down here, you know, two straight downs, you know, here, wherever in the game, you know, that if you're running the ball or you're using him in a screen game, whatever the case may be, that's just even more important. But, you know, again, the best part for the Titans offense is that it's not all going through Derrick Henry.
Right.
Like, I mean, this offense has just started to blossom of what it can be. The receivers are there. The tight end with Jonnu is there. The creativity with Arthur Smith. I mean, this isn't just, you know, hey, we're going to pay Derrick Henry, and buddy, you're getting 48, you know, carries a game. Like, there might be games where he has 12, you know, because the offense can exploit what the, you know, the other defense, you know, really doesn't do very well.
I think we learned a really valuable lesson, though, in the Carolina game last year. There don't need to be games where he doesn't get it a whole lot.
No, so,
I'm just going script in a lot of plays for him.
Yeah, he certainly does need to be a big part. And then, you know, the fair question to ask is, you look at the Chiefs game, and, you know, if Derrick Henry is getting stopped, is this offense good enough to carry it without him? I think that's the biggest question.
3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Alan Bell, our guest from Sports Live. So if Derrick Henry is the exception to the rule, And it sure sounded like in the description today from the general manager when asked about the free agent running back. And he said, you know, he led the league in rushing. He's a good teammate. He's built on what he learned last year, since the second half of last year. He's great in the community. All these things were said. So if the Titans are going to be that one place that says, okay, we're going to pay a running back big money, and we're never going to look back. Here's the question. Is Tannehill the right guy to make this offense go again?
That's a great question. I don't have the answer, you know, because we saw against Kansas City, maybe he wasn't. But then again, Kansas City's pretty good. I mean, they just won a Super Bowl, right? And that was a team very similar to Tennessee that was putting it together, and they were getting better week by week. And by the time that they get to the AFC Championship, they're rolling.
Guess what? That's also a team and a quarterback that you're going to have to get through in order to get there.
Yeah, and Don, you nailed it right there. That's the thing, is that, you know, very similar to what the Chiefs did last year. You know, when they lose in the AFC Championship to New England at home, they had right there the picture of, this is what we have to get through, gentlemen. You know, one way or the other, we're going to have to go through New England and do this. And what did they do? They went and built their defense up. They went and spent a ton of money on their defense. And it worked. I mean, it worked, you know. So Tennessee has to look at it, you know, kind of the same way. Is Tannehill that guy? And it might not be Tannehill. It might be a couple pieces. It might be, you know, Tannehill sure can be, but let's get another wide receiver. Let's get a second tight end option. What if Delanie Walker is healthy and is willing to play for very minimal money, right? Like, can that be the difference? A backup running back who, you know, kind of changes the nature of what the offense does. So it's similar to what Tyreek Hill does as a wide receiver, but you can play him as really any position.
Well, I think the positionless gadget guy is the thing that they're missing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, I mean, you have A.J. Brown, who's just a big physical specimen, and technically Corey Davis is that too. I mean,
yeah,
they're both really big physical guys. If you want to scheme up the occasional deep shot, they've shown that they could do that with Khalif Raymond. They've shown that they can do it with Darius Jennings. They've shown with different guys that they can do it. Now, do they need that full-time deep threat like an Cooper?
Yeah.
Do they need to really spend a lot more draft capital? I don't think they'll do that.
No.
Because you have little guys who can get something schemed up to take the top off the defense. You have those guys. But that gadget guy that you can do all these different bubble and tunnel screens with, that you could put in the backfield, they could run Wildcat if you didn't want to do it with Derrick Henry, like you said, a guy who could even give Derrick Henry a rest sometimes or take some of the focus off him. I think that gadget guy is the guy they need. Now, Laviska Shenault of Colorado is 6'2". He's taller than what I thought he was, and he's a gadget guy. One of the biggest questions about him is, okay, he can do all these gadgets, but can he run the route tree? How well can he do that? Put his weight down, get in and out of breaks, those type of things. But finding one of those guys would be one of my biggest priorities on offense.
Yeah, I mean, it would be huge. It's literally a game changer for the offense and for that team. And then, you know, if you have a guy like that, you know, he can affect the other side of the ball as well. You know what I mean? Like, that's what Tyreek Hill can do. He can make the Chiefs' defense better because at any moment – he could take it to the house. Mecole Hardman as well. That's another guy people are going to have to deal with. Like, if you have these guys that can score, just seemingly at will, from anywhere on the field. A.J. Brown was a great example of that this year. Just a yak kind of god, right? Like, they could just take it to the house at any point.
It was 20 yards a catch.
That's insane. And, I mean, that's what can literally change a game. So, you know, you really have to – you have to know your team. You have to know your quarterback and offensive coordinator. And you have to be able to trust your scouts, you know, to go find a guy, because what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to find him in the draft. You're going to have to get a little luck, and you're going to have to take a swing and hopefully hit a home run.
So what you don't feel like you had last year, if you roll with Tannehill, your thing is just find him more weapons and continue to see what he can do.
Yeah, you know, just try to find a way to continue who you were, right? Because, again, like, we don't, you know, I say we as in if we're playing, you know, GM role here.
Right.
Like, you don't have to change a lot. The continuity of this team is here. That's what got you that far. But now, how do we as a quote-unquote business stay who we are, but just get a little more dynamic, right? Like, how do we get our sales operation a little bit better? You know, how do we get, you know, just a little bit better at maybe a couple key areas or one huge new offering. You know, it'd be like if the zone, you guys do everything fantastic, then you say, you know what? In the fall, we're going on Saturdays too. We've got three local lineups on Sat, right? Like, how do you add one more piece that you just become the best possible version of you? And I think that's kind of where they're at.
Well, and you need that thing. And what started all this was you said you go to Kansas City and they shut down Derrick Henry. Then what?
Yeah.
So it's the then what that you need.
Yeah. And I don't think that that's a bad place to be. I think, you know, this young coaching staff, this young, you know, kind of nucleus of this team, to figure it out this early. Like, there are good things in failure. And I say quote-unquote failure. There are good things to find in that, especially when you find it early. And say, okay, we're gonna return with Tannehill. We're going to return with Derrick Henry. And we've got these young guys all over the field. Now we just saw exactly where we have to get better. That's a good thing to have. You have the answer to the test. Now can you go look up and find the information to answer it correctly the next time?
Alan Bell from Sportsline hanging out with us. You guys at Sportsline actually ran the numbers for the Patriots with and without Tom Brady. I thought that was an interesting look because we have Todd Furman on once a week, and we always ask him, how would you handicap this without this player? Or if there's a guy that's hurt, how many games, how many points, how much difference does he make? You guys broke all that down.
We asked him about Brady with the Titans. How would that change their numbers, which it would significantly.
He said significant. Wasn't that his word?
Yes.
Significant.
Significantly. So.
And that's a team Patriots that went to the AFC Championship.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, we ran the numbers, you know, the Patriots with and without Tom Brady, he's worth about 1.5, 2 wins, which is huge, right, in the NFL, 1.5, 2 wins.
Well, yeah. I think what, two more, I mean, then you're talking about maybe a home playoff game.
Literally, yeah. Right? You know, for them to win the AFC East with Tom Brady next year, they've got about a 70% chance to do it. Without him, 47%. That's how far it drops. And to make the playoffs with Tom Brady, it'd be 87.8%. Without him, 66%. That is a massive, massive change. And it goes to show that, you know, I know that the narrative has been Tom Brady's getting older. Buddy, Tom Brady is good. Like, this guy is good. Like, he could do a lot of things. He could do a lot of things in this league. And, I know that a lot of people want Tannehill, and I'm with it. I don't blame you at all. But if you hit it with Tom Brady, you're going to be all right. Like, this guy is a phenomenal quarterback still.
And Mike Vrabel was on NFL Live earlier today with ESPN, and, of course, the chat, you know, went towards Tom Brady, and he avoided it for the most part. But he was like, yeah, it's he did say it's an interesting situation when, he said, I played with Tom. I've got a relationship with Tom and his entire family, basically saying, oh, they've had plenty of conversations here probably lately because they're buddies, they're friends, and they communicate, you know? So interesting just adding that layer to all of it.
All of it, you know, and that's the thing is, like, there's no one better in the NFL to make that decision than Vrabel and John Robinson. That's why, you know, we'll always go back to that. Like, they know those guys.
This whole thing is so strange and so unique on so many levels. But when it comes to Tom Brady, you literally have his longtime teammate and a general manager who was part of, you know, their scouting department for years.
And building a team around him.
Yeah, practiced with him last year. They've got film of him they can watch. I mean,
you have everything that you would want to make that decision.
Yeah.
One way or the other. That's why.
Based on what you actually know, there's no guesswork. You actually know.
Know it. Better than anyone. And that's why I go back to the first thing we talked about, those comments, like the leverage part. I think the Titans know, John Robinson knows, either way, it's a win-win. You end up with Tannehill, great. If you end up with Tom Brady, great. Like, they almost cannot lose in this situation.
You can lose if you don't end up with Tannehill because you're counting on Brady, and then you don't end up with Brady, and you have zero quarterbacks on your roster.
That is very true. That would be a loss.
That's where you lose.
But it goes back to what you just said. I think, you know, if you are deciding that you're going to go with it, Vrabel would be the one to say, all right, Tom, you know, just a friendly text or whatever. Are we doing this?
Yeah.
Like, are we doing this? And he has the relationship to say, you know, yes, no. You know, there's no waffling. Like, are
how's
we doing this? Or
how's
not?
The kids? Yeah. Are we doing this or not?
Yeah. I'll come up there. I'll choke you out, buddy. Like, yeah.
Reach out, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. One more segment with Alan Bell of Sportsline. What's the latest big thing at Sportsline that everybody needs to know about, Alan?
Yeah. So if you are in the wagering, betting, picking games community. There have been, 3 weeks through the XFL? Meaning there have been 12 games.
Saw today that their ratings had dropped each of the 3 weeks. I expected that, though. They'll level off a little bit.
Yeah, they're still hovering at the 1.7, 2 million, range, which is great. So we've gone through 3 weeks. There have been 12 games, for each week. Our expert, RJ White, is 11-1 against the spread.
What sort of wizard have you hired to handicap a league that didn't exist 3 weeks ago?
I know. That's what I say. Like, I say to him, like, every week, I'm like, dude, you are crushing it, man.
Man, just think
nobody
of
nobody really, I mean, you didn't.
Tampa Bay,
different
Vipers,
rules, knowledge.
Everything.
People, yeah.
I know. He's lost one game. And we're talking not just picking winners. We're picking against the spread.
St. Louis battle bots.
Yeah. He's phenomenal. So, if you're into that alone, look for about... tonight, you're going to see a nice drop for the four games for week four.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good idea to follow them. Yeah.
Well, I think it's interesting to know the line, to know the spread, to know all that, and then watch the broadcast because it's referenced often, open. It's very different than what we're used to. So
yeah.
I kind of like that. Let's talk combine.
Yeah.
How about it?
Let's do it.
There's no wagering on the combine, right?
There will be one day. You know there will be. There will be one day. You'll be able to bet on people's 40 times and stuff. 40?
You will. Yeah, you will. It's not quite legal just yet, but yeah, one day it will be. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
What do you pay attention to? What's most important? There's a lot of different storylines, and Mickey and I have kind of crafted our three main questions when you're watching the combine.
Yeah.
But what do you look for most in these numbers, in these tests, and what comes out?
You know, the most important part really is what we don't get to see, and that's really the interviews that they have, with the teams, right? Like, I think that's really where the teams get the most from a guy because they have all the film that they want, and one day of testing, isn't going to necessarily make or break, them. But I think for everyone, watching, when I say everyone, I mean all of us that aren't, official NFL GM personnel, We do get to see these guys, in testing, and you get to see, I think the best way to go about it is to take your team. We'll use the Titans, right? Take your team and just pick the three positions, positional groups that you need the most. And we'll say defensive line, cornerback, and then you pick running back or wide receiver, whatever that you want, right? And you just kind of watch those groups and you have an idea who the big name guys are. And then you kind of get an idea of some other names, that you might not know. And then you just kind of plug and play, with where your picks are. What do the Titans do with, their what is it, 29th?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, So you just kind of do that. And I don't think there's a way to go wrong because I think, anybody out there, we're all football fans. You like football. You watch it. You know it. Get an idea for who you like, And do it for a couple years and – not that, you'll be some scout or anything, but you'll just have an idea of how this goes. How did those guys end up 2 years after that,
Alan Bell from Sportsline, our guest. I'd actually sent you this. Dawn and I, we've got our own thoughts on this, and we'll either get to it today or we'll do it maybe on the show tomorrow. But I'd ask you, who are you most looking forward to seeing? Who do you think has the most to prove at this combine, with just what's at stake for them? And who's somebody that the world will know, maybe that they don't know right now, once the combine is over?
Sure, yeah. And I can go pretty quick so you guys, can put your answers out there as well. So most looking forward to seeing. I'm going to go one on offense, one on defense. Jordan Love, quarterback. We've heard his name already, almost at ad nauseum, right?
He has big
measured
hands,
well.
Too.
He does,
measured
right?
Measured really
measured
well.
Very well. Like, he seems to have every attribute that you would want, right? So I want to see him.
Can't coach hand size out. He's got it.
No, you can't. So I want to see him. I just want to see him on the field, see how he looks, with the other guys. Let's get an idea. Grant Delpit, safety, LSU.
Yeah.
We heard his name a ton. Obviously, the kid's a stud, but I want to see him out there. I want to see him with the other safeties. He's going to be with safeties and cornerbacks. He's that athletic. Who has the most to prove? You're going to look at a Jake Fromm and Jalen Hurts, both quarterbacks, right? You're going to look at a Jalen Hurts because they're already questioning, can he play quarterback?
Yeah.
Well, if they're questioning that and the guy can play, well, say you're a Titans team that needs a backup quarterback, you could scoop a guy like that in the third round, right? Fourth round. If everyone's kind of falling off on the guy, it'd be a pretty good grab, right?
One name, Lamar Jackson.
Exactly, right? Exactly. And then Julian Aquara, defensive lineman for Notre Dame. I think that's a guy who could be a big, big first-round pick. But he's got to prove it on the field. And then last one, a name that everyone will know after this week, Jeremy Chinn, safety, Southern Illinois. We had a write-up.
A Saluki.
Yep, a Saluki. We had a write-up on CBS Sports about him. You're going to see a guy. He's right now projected at the end of the top 150 players. He's barely even in the top 10 safeties. Watch after this week. You're going to hear his name, and the guy's going to be a stud all over the field.
What about this dude from Lenoir Ryan College as well? Who's
There's already a lot of talk about him.
Yeah, and I can't think of the guy's name, but anyway, they said he's maybe a situational linebacker or a full-time safety. He's that kind of a, like, in-the-box thumper guy.
I mean, you know, anybody that you can kind of put a Troy Polamalu type of label, you know, on a guy who's just – that means that he's just athletic. Right, like he can play all over the field. He's kind of like a Tyrann Mathieu, Eric Berry type, you know, of player who's just athletic. He's out there to play ball. A Sean Taylor type, not putting that label on him, but just a guy who plays football. I mean, those guys, you talk about when we were talking about game changers earlier, those guys are the ones that are game changers, that are just football players.
By the way, it's safety Kyle Duggar.
Duggar.
Is one of the Lenoir Ryan. And if you didn't know, Lenoir Ryan is in Hickory, North Carolina, by the way.
All right, there we go.
If you haven't watched a whole lot of Lenoir Ryan football.
I would have missed every guess on where that was.
So who did y'all have?
Beautiful little private university.
Are we saving ours?
I don't know. I mean, we can...
You could save it. It's okay.
Yeah, I feel like we can probably break it down a little bit when we have a little bit more time, because we have Mike Leach coming up at 5:15.
Nice.
So obviously, that's going to take some time.
Yes.
But I will say this. I will agree with you on the most to prove. I went basically the quarterback rooms as a whole, because I think you can pull not only the Jalen Hurts that you mentioned or the Jake Fromm, especially after his, you know... minuscule 8 7/8 inch hand measurement yesterday. Poor yeah. Jake Fromm. But also I think you can pull Tua, and while he's not working out at the combine and obviously isn't going to be cleared medically until I think he said March 9th and is holding his own pro day April 9th for everybody to kind of see. But, and he even admitted it. He said, you know, my main goal is to show I'm healthy. His main goal is to win his medical. I think that he has a lot to prove from that standpoint. How healthy is he? How's his rehab going? How's his strength around the hip? All of that. And then Justin Herbert. I mean, I think you can go down the list on a lot of these quarterbacks, and Justin Herbert is a big one where I feel you want to talk about something to prove. Like, this kid knows he has to throw, that he has to show well here. He has to show that arm strength. He has to show, and especially with Tua not working out, with Joe Burrow not working out or not throwing, you know, this is a chance, I think, for Herbert to jump in there and say, hey, look, this is what I can do. And it may be some of the things that he didn't do at Oregon. He has to make sure that scouts and teams believe that he can handle that, whether it's huddle or take snaps under center or whatever it is. But I think he has a lot to prove, and he measured really well, which you expected him to. But from a throwing standpoint and impressing people in interviews, I think is probably a lot. There's a lot to prove for him as well. So I'm with you on the quarterbacks, but I think you can go across the line. There's a lot of them.
I think you nailed it. I think you're exactly right 100% on all of them, because they all have something large to prove, because these are all people who could be and probably will be first-round picks. There's a lot that is going to be riding on them. So I think you nailed it there, and especially a person like Tua. Tua is going to crush it in interviews. He is going to be everything that GMs want.
No doubt.
Like, he is going to be, you know, you're going to hear a lot of, if I had a daughter, I'd want her to marry. Like, you're going to get that, right? Like, he's that type of guy. But
is he healthy?
Exactly. I think you nailed it. The entire quarterback room, absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun to watch. And with the Jake Fromm, I mean, shoot, he's already met with the Patriots and the Colts and the Raiders and all of that. And Peyton Manning is his mentor, and he's talked about that a lot. But from a standpoint of what he does on the field and arm strength and all of that, he has to show that on Thursday, big time.
Big time.
You can follow Alan Bell on Twitter at AlanBell247. He'll show you things big time, including his Wonderlic score. You tweeted that out.
Yeah.
I'll send people there. You don't have to give it. We'll send people. It's a spoiler.
Nice.
For Twitter, they got to go there at Sportsline as well. Always great to see you, buddy, and we'll catch up next week.
Man, appreciate y'all again. Thanks for everybody listening. Really appreciate y'all having me in.
Yes, sir. So here's what we got coming up next. You'll hear the general manager. He was asked today about Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry. He gave very different answers. He really did. We'll play those for you. Mike Leach, yes, that Mike Leach, will join us at 5:15, and you'll hear Mike Vrabel's comments when he met the media today at the Combine in Indy. That's coming up at 5:30, 3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. 104.